they perform surgery on a grape.
Is that just mind-blowing, mind-boggling even?
Not really. It's just the internet's new thing to
I used to do that with my teeth.
Perform surgery on your teeth?
On grapes. Oh. Just like peel the skin off.
Well, yeah. I think everyone has.
Because I'm a fucking psychopath.
I do that with popcorn kernels. Everyone thinks I'm weird, but I will undercook a bag of popcorn. So not only is the popcorn extra buttery, because there's less, less butter it has to hit other pieces of popcorn, but I have extra kernels at the end, and you gotta just chill on them for a little bit like a chipmunk, and then you bite the tip off, like the little pointy part, and then the skin comes off around it, and then it's safe to chew without hurting your teeth. So it's ANAMMA episode 69. How fitting that he's in jail.
Bitch, I'm 6'9 with the 9 on the regular.
It's our racketeering episode. Nice. Anyway, yeah, we're back. Not our usually scheduled Sunday, because Black Friday weekend fucked me up.
Put it right in your little butt.
Let me tell you, here's what I worked. Thursday, 1 to 11. Friday, 8 to 6. Saturday, 2 to 11:30. Sunday, 10 to 9. And then Monday back at 8 to 5. And today I had a day off, so thank the Lord for that. But I made a lot of money, so that was great.
Somebody help my man.
Literally. You know what? I want to rant real quick.
Go ahead.
So every year, right, we hand out these coupons at the door. They're like usually like 10 off 10, but you have a chance to win 100 off 100. Ooh. Or 500 off 500. That's the big one. Snap. That everyone waits in line for. And everyone's trying to get one. You know, they're all like, oh, is this the one? And they open it in front of me because I like take a bag to all the people lined up at the door. We had people, my boss said there were people there at 11:30 and we didn't open till 2. Like for a coupon. That's wild, right?
Sorry, I was yawning. Yes,
you're cool. But so I'm passing them out, right? I have this bag over my shoulder. I'm just letting people grab their own coupons, and I'm watching the people. I'm looking at their faces. I'm trying to remember what they're wearing, all that shit. Because every year there's motherfuckers that get back in line and pretend like, oh yeah, I need one for my dad. He's in the car, and I'm like, all these people waited in line. Sorry. And he's like, well, oh, he's 93. I'm like, well,
drag his old ass in here.
Literally, everyone, all these other people waiting in line, he can get one at the door. Anyway, I'm running through the line, and it's these fucking families, man. Ungrateful sons of bitches. They get back in line. They have kids with them, making their kids take off their coats. So I think it's a completely different person and grabbing more coupons.
Trying to get one over on Slim.
And guess what? I recognize them. Those two families won both 500 off 500 coupons we were passing out. It's just upsetting. Like, it just makes me mad. Like, there are people out there who really need that shit, and you're just trying to play games, and, like, maybe they did need it. Who knows? Apparently, they needed it more than other people, that they had to cheat to get that prize.
Wow.
It's just sad. It's ridiculous.
Retail probs.
Literally. And I seen them. I seen them both times when they checked out.
Saw it with my own two eyes.
Literally. It was annoying. Anyway, how was your Thanksgiving?
I had a really cool Thanksgiving. I hung out with my family and Taylor's family, and we just had a good old time.
Nice. I had Bob Evans.
My dad tried doing that. He was like, oh, yeah, everybody's going to Bob Evans. And my mom gave him the look of death. Like, what?
Well, we did it for work. We catered Bob Evans. It's like right next to our work. So that was cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of did have Thanksgiving.
I heard it's pretty fire.
No, it's not bad for sure.
The Thanksgiving at Bob Evans.
Yeah. It's not nice. Bad. It's not bad.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, we had a UFC card this prior weekend. It was a good one. It was the first one ever in mainland China.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, the second one. Wait, what? Yeah, it's the first one ever in Beijing.
Yeah.
The other one was in mainland China. Whatever. Holy shit, this bowl will not stop burning. Yeah.
It wants you to rip it.
Jeez. But yeah, let's take it from the top.
All right. So in the first fight, we had Su Madigeri. Madigeri going up against Luis Smolka.
If you remember last week, his name was like Sumadergi.
Oh, yeah. What happened with that?
Apparently, they figured out that's not my man's name. Because everybody updated that shit.
Hey, Sumadergi. It's just Sue.
Ain't that actually crazy? You can get to the UFC and people still don't know your name?
Right. Like, you gave him a contract. Yeah, what'd you put on the contract?
Right. Like, he knows who it's meant for.
Sorry, I actually didn't sign this contract because I wrote Sue. And you wrote Sue and Angie, Sue and Angie.
So, yeah, I mean, just what the fuck? That's goofy. But yeah, weird. His name is Sue Tibetan Eagle Madergi. It's not Sue Madergi, Sue Madergi. It's Sue the Tibetan Eagle Madergi.
Yes.
Okay. Let's get that settled. All right. So, what'd you think about this fight, Slim?
A very dominant performance for Luis the Last Samurai Smolka, coming back off a loss, I believe he had in his last fight.
Yeah, he actually snapped a 4-fight losing streak in UFC competition. Remember, he left and won 2 fights in a couple different promotions.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Came back. So
yeah,
yeah, that's his first UFC victory since July 2016.
Wow.
Since he was released that first time, he's 4-0, dude. So I mean, coming out with a vengeance.
For sure.
He might have gotten it figured out right now. He looked great. I mean, we've seen what his ground game can do for him before. It's elite. It's some of the best ground game in the 135 division.
Right.
And
I believe he was a flyweight, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Okay. Exactly.
So yep,
that was his UFC bantamweight debut. So now 13 of his 15 career victories have been by stoppage. That's 4 of his 6 UFC victories. Also, and Sue Madergi has suffered all 4 of his career losses by stoppage. So, off to a rough UFC start for Sue Madergi.
Sue Madergi.
Yeah, what a great performance by Luis Smolka, getting himself into the UFC win column once again. And he won that via armbar, and that was 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the second round.
Indeed.
Moving on to the next fight, a middleweight bout.
We had Kevin Holland going up against John Phillips.
Yeah, so Kevin Holland, the biggest favorite on this card. Man, his striking is just something to behold.
Dude, it's awesome.
That second round, John Phillips did get the best of him, but Phillips was just kind of using his weight advantage to kind of get inside and press up on Kevin Holland. But Kevin Holland did make his adjustments, came out in that third round, which was a must win. And, dude, the striking was just impeccable. I mean, his defense is so sick. He knows how to block a strike.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Holland, man, I really like what I see out of him. Biggest favorite on this card. You remember his first UFC fight was that really, really tough fight versus Thiago Santos.
Yeah, who has their first fight against Thiago Santos? My God.
You know? So, like, this kid's definitely something to watch out for. I really like him in the middleweight division.
For sure.
Kevin Holland defeated John Phillips via rear naked choke, and that was 4 minutes and 5 seconds into the third round. Great performance by him.
Yes.
And moving on to the women's strawweight division.
We had a battle of the Chinese fighters.
Yeah. Well, no. Siri Kondo's Japanese.
Oh, okay. Yan Zhaonan going up against Siri Kondo. And it was all Yan Zhaonan in this fight.
Yeah, I actually said this in the...
She's the one that's like 19-0, isn't she?
In the fight predictions. So Zhaonan Yan has actually won her last 8 fights?
Is it 8? I know she had a crazy record.
Yeah, it's 8 fights. Yeah, she's 9-1-1 right now.
Nice.
But
oh, she wasn't the one, then never mind.
No, but she's 3-0 in the UFC. I mean, she puts on good performances, dude. She hasn't even had a challenge, really.
No, it's been all her in every fight.
She dominated Kaylin Curran. She dominated Vivian Pereira, which is a good win. And then she comes in and just pokes around freaking Siri Kondo, which I told you guys was going to happen. Siri Kondo
pokes around.
Is not that good. Sorry. I hate to do that, but Siri Kondo is just not that good.
It's fine.
Zhaonan Yan, great performance. She is a really good fighter in that women's strawweight division. She just needs to be a little bit more active. I mean, get her out there a little bit. She might be something to actually be able to promote there in that women's strawweight division for the UFC, especially, you know, when they're having these China cards like they have been. Put her on the main card.
Something like that.
So Zhaonan Yan with a dominant victory over Siri Kondo, 30-27s all across the board for a unanimous decision victory.
In the next fight, we had Pingyan Lu, or is it Louis? Is it Lu?
It's Lu.
Going up against Martin Day.
Yeah. So Martin Day making his UFC debut after fighting previously on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, going up against Liu Pingyuan. Liu Pingyuan is a striker, and dude, he has been on a tear lately. I mean,
he lost his first four fights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's remember, crazy.
I told you that last time. Yeah. I mean, he got it figured out, bro.
Right. He's been on an absolute tear.
Because after that, he went on a four-fight winning streak, lost one more fight, and ever since then, he's been on a 9-fight winning streak now. Wow. Dude.
He's only a year older than us. He trains at Team Alpha Male as well.
Yeah, you can tell. He kind of has an alpha male-ish body. He's just a strong, stocky little 5'6", 135-er. He imposes his will, and he put on a good performance. I didn't think he would get it done against Martin Day. I believe both of us took Martin Day. Martin Day is a creative striker. I do think he has a future in the UFC. Got off to a rough start in his career, but we'll see how he comes back. But Liu Pingyuan with a split decision victory. Two judges had it 29-28 for him. One other judge had it 29-28 for Martin Day. I did see it going Pingyuan's way.
Indeed.
Moving on to a fight that was supposed to be at light heavyweight. It was fought at a catch weight because Rashad Coulter missed weight.
Yeah, he's got to stop that. The former heavyweight.
Yeah, I mean, how many times?
Or the current heavyweight. But
yeah, I was going to say, has he even... Yeah, it was his light heavyweight debut. He just can't make that.
No. He weighed in, what, 208?
Yeah.
Yeah. Big boy. But like I said, I've been campaigning for Yao Zonghu to drop down to 205, so thank goodness he did, because he was a former heavyweight as well. But Rashad Coulter getting his first win in the UFC after going 0-3.
Yeah, and, you know, really tough losses, too. Slim, you picked Yao Zong in this one.
I did.
I just saw it going Rashad Coulter's way. He's just, I felt like he had the strength advantage, and the fight experience, honestly, was what made me pick him. So I think Rashad Coulter, you know, we'll see what he can do coming up, but I don't think it's going to be anything too wild.
I mean, maybe if he gets in better shape.
I don't think he has a future.
Because what was his last weight? I wonder when he fought a heavyweight last. He was like 240, wasn't he?
Yeah, something like that.
So if he can stay down like in the 230, 220 range, maybe he's got a chance at light heavy. But if Cormier can do it, I feel like anyone can do it at this point.
Yeah. So Hu Yaozhong drops his MMA record to 3-2. He's now 0-2 in the UFC. That was the first decision loss of his career. Which is funny because Rashad Coulter actually got his first decision victory of his career.
Huh.
But yeah, Rashad Coulter with the unanimous decision victory over Hu Yaozhong. That was 29-28. One judge did have it 30-27. All in favor of Rashad Coulter. Winner by unanimous decision.
Nice. In the next fight, we had...
The women's flyweight division.
Yeah. Yan Nan going up against Lauren Mueller.
Mueller. That shit cracked me up when you did that last week.
Mueller. Mueller.
Just do that for like 20 minutes.
Mueller. Mueller. Mueller.
Okay, stop.
Mueller.
Mueller. But Lauren Mueller, who me and Slim both picked, I was so high last week. That shit was cracking me up.
Dude, did you listen back?
Yeah.
You were just like, wait, what?
I said, wait, no, Yana didn't fight Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. You were like, I didn't say she did. You were like, what the fuck? You gotta take me home.
So you drove here? You picked me up?
Oh, shit. But yeah, we both picked Lauren Mueller. It was not the performance I expected.
No, me neither.
It was not the performance I expected. So, I mean, kind of. So what happened was, it was about, what, almost 4 minutes into the first round?
Something like
something
that.
Something of that nature. Yeah. Okay. So.
I thought your shirt said canned bread for a minute. What is this, Crash and Burn? I don't know why I thought that.
I like canned bread. I wish it said canned bread.
Because me and Chance keeps... keeps telling me that I drink canned bread.
You should make calories. A song called Canned Bread.
Canned Bread, yeah.
Fire.
It's calories. You know? Anyway, go on.
So they were in a stand-up exchange. It was actually Lauren Mueller who ended up dropping Wu Yanan, and Wu Yanan let Mueller get into top position, pulled off an armbar from the bottom beautifully. I mean, you couldn't have set it up more perfect. It was unbelievable. I didn't see it coming. I thought Lauren Mueller was about to hop on her for the ground and pound finish, but Wu Yanan stayed calm on the ground, didn't let Lauren Mueller being on top of her scare. She ended up swooping up a nice little armbar, pulled it off within seconds. She didn't even really have to work for it.
No, it was wild. She was very quick with it.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, wow.
Is it Nasty Nork?
He is Nasty Nork.
Ugly!
That shit is so funny. How that whole fight starts, he's just talking shit on the news. Like,
dude, did you see the comparison from that to old?
Yeah.
Like, the old wild, one was Nasty, dude. Just chilling on his pedestal. Like, how did he even know this was being said about him? And the new one's like, watching TV. That was great. I loved it.
Hilarious, dude.
Awesome. Ugly!
Bro, his teeth geek me out. Right. Like,
I'll show you!
That shit. Too fire. Monty's quick review of the Spyro game, fire. I give it a 9.5.
Yeah. I believe I gave it a 9.2, didn't I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Nice. All right. Anyway, going on to the next fight. We had Alex Moreno going up against Keenan Song. This was in the flyweight division. No, I was way off. Welterweight division. Moreno going in with his 14-5 record. Keenan Song was 13-3. What? What are you laughing at?
Nothing. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, this was all Moreno in this fight. He had Keenan's number from the beginning.
Yeah, I actually didn't see this one coming. I thought Keenan Song was going to be able to come in and win this fight, especially with Alex Moreno losing two of his last three fights. I just thought Keenan Song was going to come in and actually be able to get a quick knockout, but no, Alex Moreno came in with a nice little game plan, worked it perfectly, and ended up getting the unanimous decision victory, won all three rounds, and that was a final score of 30-27 all across the board.
Exactly.
Recording a podcast.
I think he was talking to the cats.
Oh. what up, Sean? Browns game, the Browns.
Who won the Tito Ortiz fight? Did I not send you the...
Did the Iceman knock him out?
Oh, man. The Iceman took his last nap.
Yeah.
He almost died in the cage. Do you want to see?
What's up?
You want to see?
Yeah. Can you believe Tom Lawler got beat up by that fucking 4-foot dude?
I know.
It's a
screen
dude.
Recording. It's probably not going to...
Oh, okay.
That's Cormier's homie.
Yeah, I looked at the weigh-ins when Tom Lawler wore the big puff-up suit.
Yeah, and he had Ostradine or something like that in his hand.
Yeah. Goddamn, I keep missing this knockout. So I was like, God, Tom Lawler's going to murk this kid. This kid better hope he's good at wrestling. The kid was good at wrestling.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's like All-American wrestler.
Daniel Cormier's prodigy.
Okay, yeah, Chuck Liddell's weak-ass jaw just went.
Bro.
he fell down and just said, no, I'm going to go face first.
It was upsetting.
Here, that's Slim's one.
Here, Monty. It's yours now. I command it. Anyway.
All right. So, Alex Moreno defeated Keenan Song 30-27 across the board. Unanimous decision victory. That was early preliminary card, which was actually early as fuck. It was at 3:15 in the morning.
Are you serious? I watched it like Sunday night.
I knew you didn't watch him because you would have texted me off rip when you saw what happened in the last two fights, but.
You stayed up?
I watched the first three fights, then I fell asleep.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then I watched them right when I woke up.
No, I definitely... It sucks because I got on Twitter and they spoiled them for me. I was like, God damn it.
So I couldn't get on social media at all because I didn't want that to happen. and it was the day of the Michigan Ohio State game. So I woke up at like 11, had to watch that entire football game not being on my phone. And then I had to watch all the fights after that so I could finally fucking see what happened. Right. And then I could, like, by like 5 o'clock p.m., I could get on, like, social media.
Right.
And I, of course, that was, like, the first shit that all popped up. I was like, God.
God damn it.
I was like, thank God.
Damn you, Helwani.
Yeah, right.
All right. Anyway, on to the, this was actually going on to the main card now. Every fight before this was on the prelims. We had the Leech, Lee Jing Lang, going up against David Zawada. My God, the Leech is back.
Dude.
Who counts out the Leech?
He never left.
Well, he had a setback, but
a little one.
Who counts out the Leech?
Dude, he's 8-3 in the UFC. Like, you know what the Leech is about, bro.
Literally.
He has had all five of his UFC stoppage victories by knockout.
Right.
Never had a submission.
I thought he had that decision against
no, you never
the
had
Celtic kid or whatever.
Celtic kid?
The one he gouged his eye out when he was on top of him? Remember that?
Jake Matthews?
Yeah. I thought he had a decision over him.
I said he earned all five of his UFC stoppage
victories. Oh, stoppages. Okay, gotcha. Knockout. Gotcha.
So his five knockouts since 2014 in the welterweight division are tied with Santiago Ponzinibbio and Neil Magny for most in the division.
Whoa.
Yeah, how's that for a
Get
stat?
Get this man in the top 15, please.
For sure.
Please.
He has to be, dude.
Come on. What a dog.
The Leech, dude. I mean, he's a scrapper. You know he's bringing it every time he's in there, dude. I love when he's on these Chinese cards. These cards in China.
Yeah, the entire hometown crowd was just going nuts going as crazy. Soon as he walked out of the arena.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Li Jinglong defeated David Zawada with a nasty body kick and then followed it up with some punches. Got himself a TKO victory 4 minutes and 7 seconds into the third round.
Are you finally framing Bailey?
It's been framed. LeCat's broke,
though. Oh.
They knocked it over so many times.
So me and Slim were just talking about it. So Luis Lopez is Scott's son, right?
Yeah.
And you're Scott's dad. So that makes Luis Lopez your grandchild?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm glad.
The grandbaby, that. Yeah. So your mom is a great grandma?
Put that on ancestry.com.
Right. I decided Monty's insurance thing ain't working out, so he's working for ancestry.com now.
It sounded like you said incestry.com.
Ew.
Wrong website.
Ancestry, what's this? That's not the one I wanted.
Maybe it was.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Moving on to the bantamweight division.
Ah, we have.
We're not naming this episode incestry.com, just so you guys know.
I had a feeling you would want to. Anyway, so we had Yadong, Song Yadong going up against Vince Morales.
Shit. That's funny, Slim. Good job. So, Vince, did you say Albert Morales?
Did I say Albert? I meant Vince Morales. Albert I think Morales. I said Albert Morales.
Yeah, he doesn't even fight in the UFC anymore.
No, we don't.
Ain't that crazy? Right. Did you see he fought for Golden Boy Promotions? He fought on the...
Yeah. He did.
On that
That's right.
Tito and Frank Liddell. Anyway. Frank Liddell.
Not important.
Monty! Oh, I thought Sean was about to throw the headphones on. Like the good old days. I'm just his trash can. Spit on me.
You my little whore.
Nobody knows what happened. I threw something at him. I threw paper at him.
Yeah.
For the...
You guys just started getting mad gross.
No, that was him.
Oh, yeah. Song Yadong with a dominant performance over Vince Morales. Morales really couldn't find a groove against Yadong Song, who improves his record now up to... oop, I lost it. Oh! Get down. Crazy cat. You got his record somewhere? I lost it.
I'm sorry. What? Whose record?
Song Yadong.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
I just got
he moves up to 13-3.
13-3, yes.
I'm yeah. reading the Sage Northcutt story.
He has now won his RP. Last six fights. He has won three in the UFC. So, yeah, he's off to a good tenure in the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Yadong Song, 30-27s all across the board against Vince Morales. Moving on to the first heavyweight bout of the night.
This was an interesting one. This could have been a changing of the guard, if you will. We had the Ream, Alistair Overeem, at 38 years old, going up against Sergey Pavlovich, a rising Russian star in the local scene. He was 12-0 coming into this. Mm-hmm. And Alistair Overeem said, nope, I'm still in this. I'm top 10 for a reason, and made his claim.
Definitely. A great performance. Ended up getting a vicious knockout over Sergey Pavlovich late in the first round, 4 minutes and 21 seconds in.
Pavlovich looked thick. He reminded me of Fedor.
Yeah.
Hey, yep.
Yeah. So Alistair then proceeded to call out Derek Lewis. Not yeah. in the post-fight interview, but...
Yeah, he said, you want to see a brawler gets a precision striker? I guess.
Yeah, I'll watch. I like that.
Yeah, why not?
That's probably the fight.
Couldn't be worse than Ngannou Lewis.
So, Alistair Overeem defeated Sergey Pavlovich. I haven't even talked about the performance of the night bonuses yet. Alex Morono and Kanan Song both got 50 Gs each for their fight of the night. And Li Jinglang got himself a bonus as well.
Yeah.
Of course. He needs it when he's in his home country.
Absolutely.
Did I spray cleaning solution all over this table and then remembered I don't have any paper towels? So now I'm using coffee filters.
But thank you for calling attention to it.
I was like, yeah, I have to let them know why I'm fucking so weird.
That's a great substitute for a paper towel. A coffee filter.
It works. You just gotta go through quite a few.
It's not like you make a lot of coffee anymore.
Coffee. Right, you want this too?
No. Did smell lemony.
Oh my god, lemony and coffee.
All right. Moving on to the main event of the evening. We have two fucking cards to preview, Slim. Let's fucking...
All right. Kick it into overdrive.
Hello!
So.
All right. Francis Ngannou versus Curtis Blaydes. The long-anticipated rematch. Oh, that's sick, Sean.
Hell yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Got it for free because my work had hosted the...
Yeah. That's sick, dude.
That was 229, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Modelo sends them out, like, as a spot. Like, I think the beer sponsor sends them out.
If they send you guys more of those next time, grab me one of those.
Yeah, I wish. I just happened to get that one. Nice. I don't know what happened to the poster. I'd give you the...
Ooh. Anyway. So, the main event of the evening. The long-awaited rematch. Francis Ngannou versus Curtis Blaydes in their first fight. Curtis Blaydes, the only reason Ngannou won was because he got a bad cut over his eye and the doctor stopped it in the second round.
Yeah.
And that has hung over Curtis's... Oh, my God.
You got it.
That has hung over Curtis Blaydes' head ever since he's been on this crazy tear. Thank you. And he wanted to avenge the loss against Ngannou. They finally both meet at the top when they originally met at the beginning of their UFC careers.
Right.
Man, this did not go how I thought it would.
No, not at all. God. Not at all.
Everyone thought Ngannou was washed. Everyone thought Ngannou was just
a hype train
beast that got derailed.
Yeah.
He proved everyone wrong. But I don't know if he's there yet.
No.
We didn't see him get tired.
No.
We didn't see him get any sort of opposition.
No.
We didn't. He got a quick lucky punch. One of the very first punches thrown in the fight.
He clipped him.
Clipped Curtis Blaydes right on the back of the head, I believe, and Curtis Blaydes went down, and then a few more punches finished it off.
Yeah.
We haven't seen him against really any more adversity other than what Stipe gave him, because he was too gun-shy in the
Derek Lewis
fight. So I'm not going to jump out and say he's back. I think this did a lot for his confidence coming off two losses, but I still don't think he's as good as fighter as Curtis Blaydes, man. He got lucky. Anything can happen in heavyweight division.
I agree with that. I still think Curtis Blaydes is, you know, on my scale, I think Curtis Blaydes is better, but how can you say that when
you just got knocked the fuck out? Damn.
He's lost to the same guy twice, so.
I know.
You know, Francis just above him right now. I mean,
Francis is Francis.
So Francis is going to stay top five, and who knows who he gets next.
Well, who did he say he's going to rematch? Alistair said he wants to rematch with him. I would like to see Francis against Alexander Volkov, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good fight.
I like that.
There's not too many other people at that top level that he could really go against at this point.
Right.
He just took out the number two or number three guy Blaydes was, so... You know, it'll be interesting to see what is next for him.
Yeah. Only time will tell, but Francis Ngannou with a 45-second knockout, performance of the night, bonus for him. He's 2-0 over Curtis Blaydes now, man. That's how they end their rivalry.
Maybe he gets the winner of Bam Bam Dos Santos.
Ooh, I like that. Mm-hmm, I like that better.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, dude. And Ngannou against Dos Santos would be nuts.
Or Bam Bam.
Yeah. Ooh, nice. Calling fights out here. We'll see if they come true. Anyway, on to the next fight. We have a whole ass, another ass fight to preview.
This on Friday night.
Yeah, it's an Ultimate Fighter finale card. I have not watched one episode or heard anything about this at all.
Because that shit's dead.
It definitely is. But, I mean, I don't even know. Well, I think it's women's. Is it 125 or 145? Mm-hmm. I think it's one women's 145 and heavyweights, right? Maybe?
Shit sounds whack.
I don't know. But let's take it from the bottom real quick. We got Rick Glenn going up against Kevin Aguilar. Kevin Aguilar comes in with a 15-1 record. I believe this is his debut in the UFC. I lied. Is it? I don't know. Sure Dog won't tell me where he fought last. I want my computer back, man. I just want my charger. I've been using my phone for weeks. Ugh.
Damn, that's the most crying I've ever heard you do.
It's sad. I'll do more crying later. It's $100. I had to order it on my credit card. Anyway. I wish. It wasn't any deal other than being $100. Kevin Aguilar going up against Rick Glenn. What you got on Glenn, Monty?
Rick Glenn? That fight is like... That's going to be like the fifth fight.
All right. I'm going to go back to UFC's website. We'll see what they have to say about it.
All right. I got this one. We'll start with the fight that has been announced, but we don't know where it's going to be on the card yet. Boston Salmon!
Yeah!
Making his UFC debut finally, right? Has he fought yet?
Salmon? I don't think so.
I don't think he has. Let me check on that real quick.
It's spelled like Salmon.
Like Salmon?
Yeah.
Maybe his name's Salmon.
I think it is Salmon, but we called him Salmon. Look at those two, father and son, on their perch.
Sean likes that. All right, Boston Salmon going up. I can't find anything.
But anyway,
versus Khalid Taha.
Yeah,
I'm going to Boston Salmon
for sure, 100%.
All right, moving on to the bantamweight division, we have Rayoni Barcelos going up versus Chris Gutierrez. Barcelos coming in with a 12-1 record against Chris Gutierrez, who is 12-3.
I'm letting you do all the work.
He's won his last three fights, including two fights in the Legacy Fighting Association.
Nice.
Going up against, as I previously mentioned, Rayoni Barcelos with his 12-1 record. He has actually won his last five fights. Do I have a jewel?
Yeah, what'd you do with it?
I don't have a jewel.
Oh, never mind, you don't.
I don't have the jewel, dude.
I'm going with Rayoni Barcelos.
I agree with you. ANA MMA going with Rayoni Barcelos in this one.
In the next fight, the Dirty Bird, Tim Means, going up against Ricky Rainey.
Yeah, so what do you got on Tim Means, Slim?
I don't. My thing, dude, look, when the new UFC app, you click on it, it shows me just their little, that's it. I get to see the record and, like, did they win their last fight? They did.
It shows me just their little, that's it.
It shows me their record, their last fight, their country, height, weight, reach, and their leg reach. I can't look at their record, like who they fought, anything like that.
All right, so anyway. Ricky Rainey, former Bellator fighter, lost his UFC debut versus Muslim Salikov back at Poirier versus Gaethje. This is a pretty interesting matchup. It's a wrestler versus Tim Means, who's a striker. He's lost three of his last four fights. I'm going to go with... fuck. I don't know, dude. This one's hard.
Give me Tim Means.
Yeah, I guess I'll go with Tim Means, too. ANA MMA going with Tim, the Dirty Bird Means. Not confident in that one. I'll call that one a pick 'em.
In the next fight, we got Roosevelt, Teddy Roberts, going up against Daryl Horcher.
Yeah, so, whoa, what was that?
Oh, I'm plugging in mics and shit, my bad.
You're cool. Roosevelt Roberts coming up with a 6-0 record going up against Daryl Horcher's 13-3.
Yeah, so Roosevelt Roberts, he actually
won. He's making his debut.
Yeah, he won. He's 4-0 as an amateur. He won in the Bellator cage, won on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series, got himself a contract. Now he's coming in versus Daryl Horcher, who I don't see having too much of a chance in this one, to be honest.
Damn.
He's lost two of his last three fights. Granted, though, he fought Khabib, then he beat Devin Powell, and then he lost to Scott Holtzman. I got to go with Roosevelt Roberts in this one.
Give me Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. I like that. Hold on. He's got hella nicknames.
I bet he does. Is Teddy one of them? Please tell me Teddy's one of them. How many are there?
There's three of them. Okay, the Predator, Roe. Oh, like Roosevelt, I get it. Roe, Roosevelt, got it. The Predator, Roe, and Go-Getta,
yeah.
A&A MMA going with Roosevelt Roberts.
All my Go-Gettas, let's get this bread.
Next fight, Slim.
Joseph, Joey. Benavidez going up against Alex Perez
in the flyweight division.
Do we even have to say it's Joseph Benavidez? Yeah, Jesus Lord, Joseph, come on. Benavidez, it's number 3 versus number 12.
I got Joseph Benavidez. Even though
if Joe wins, he's gonna have to go up to 135.
A&A MMA going with Joseph Benavidez.
And the next fight, we got, as I mentioned, Rick Glenn going up against Kevin Aguilar.
Yeah, Kevin Aguilar is 15-1. excuse me. He was also on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series. He's won 7 fights in a row against some really quality regional fighters. He's going to have a pretty tough first fight, though, and one Rick Glenn, the Gladiator.
21-5. He's coming off a win in his last fight. 6'145". That's like Max. No, Max is shorter than that, too.
He just beat Dennis Bermudez. he's lost to Miles Jury, Evan Dunham.
I put Monty on number 2, but I'll switch that back over.
I'm going to have to go with the newcomer in this one.
Are you? I'm going with Rick Glenn.
A&A MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with Rick Glenn. I'm going to go with Kevin Aguilar, the newcomer.
And then next fight, we got the debut of Valentina Shevchenko's sister, Antonia, going up against Ji-Yong Kim.
The screamer, Ji-Yong Kim.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. Definitely Shevchenko, dude. Oh, she's got to be one of the heaviest favorites on the card.
Come on. Like, I like Ji-Yong Kim, too. She's a badass, but, man, she's 7-1, too.
Yeah.
But, fuck, dude.
Antonina gets it done.
Yeah, for sure.
She's going to extend her undefeated record.
I say knockout. Maybe.
Moving on to the middleweight division.
We got Darren the Dentist Stewart going against Edmund Shahbazyan.
Edmund Shahbazyan.
Shahbazyan.
There's something I feel like I need to know about this guy.
He's doing money racketeering in Russia. No? Was I wrong?
That's not it.
No, he's 6-0. He actually fights in the United States.
He was on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series.
They both were, weren't they? The Dentist was on there, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think so.
Anyway, the Dentist coming in off his debut in the UFC with the win. He is 2 inches shorter than Shahbazyan.
Shahbazyan.
I don't know. Give me the Dentist.
I'm going with the undefeated Edmund Shahbazyan in this one.
Nice. In the next fight, we got, this is going to be a badass fight. Pedro Munhoz going against Brian Caraway.
Yeah, so in his last couple fights, Pedro Munhoz split him. He beat Brett Johns, first one to do that, but he lost to John Dodson, which is understandable. He lost to Jimmy Rivera before that, but he's beaten Rob Font. He's beaten Damian Stasiak. He's got a lot of quality wins. What do you got on his opponent, or you don't?
Brian Caraway, he just took that loss to... who was it? The one who's fighting tomorrow or the next day. Alexander Volkanovski.
Cody Stamen?
Oh, was it Stamen? Okay. Yeah, he took that loss to that. That was a very close fight. Give me Caraway.
I'm going with Pedro Munoz in this one.
Nice.
A&A MMA going to disagree. Slim is going with Brian Caraway. I'm going with Pedro Munoz. Main event of the evening.
This fight, man. Rafael Dos Anjos, RDA, going up against the nightmare, the Nigerian nightmare, Kamaru Usman. Usman is on an 8-fight winning streak.
Whoa.
One of the longest in the division. Tied with, what's his name? The dude that fought last week.
Ponzinibbio?
Ponzinibbio and dude that always misses weight, trying to go to 55.
Michelle Prezeres?
Yes. I believe this is a title eliminator because RDA is 3-1 in welterweight so far. But I got Usman winning this by complete domination, fifth round decision.
I'm going to agree with Slim on this one. I'm going with Kamaru Usman.
Nice. Okay. And that wasn't the only card we're previewing because that was Friday night. So get your Saturday night ready. We got Junior Dos Santos versus Tai Tuivasa.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for this one. Shit. Shit. Let's take it from the bottom. We got Keita Nakamura going up against Salim Tuari.
Yeah, so that's not true.
No?
That's the second fight, but we'll go with it.
That's all I have is the first. Anyway.
Keita Nakamura, last time he fought in the UFC, lost to Tony Martin. He's actually on a win-loss, win-loss, win-loss streak, which means he's due for a win.
Hey.
I actually do think he's going to get it against Salim Tuari. I'm going with Keita Nakamura in this one.
I will do the same.
A&A MMA going to agree. We're saying pick Keita Nakamura.
In the next fight, they're giving him another chance. Ashkan Mokhtarian going to be against Kai Kara France.
Okay, so Ashkan Mokhtarian was scheduled to face Kai Kara France at this event, but nice. Mokhtarian pulled out on the 20th.
God damn it, I hate this injury. Website.
So
what are you using?
Wikipedia.
Nice. Okay.
So Kai Kara France will now be facing Elias Garcia. So Kai Kara France, 17-7. I've actually heard a lot of good things about him. Apparently his striking is really good. His nicknames Don't Blink. He practices at Tiger Muay Thai. He's won his last 5 fights. He'll be going up against Elias Garcia. I think he was on Dana White's.
I'm not sure. That doesn't sound familiar.
No, he wasn't. He was on Dana White looking for a fight. That's how he got on there.
Okay.
But
still do that?
I don't know. It was March 15th, 2018.
Gotcha.
So Mark De La Rosa was his UFC fight, first UFC fight, and he lost. My computer just died. I'm going with Kai Kara France.
I'll do the same. That's great. In the next fight, we have... Oh, let me get it. Mizuto Hirota going up against Christos Gagos. Wow, and my awesome. Fucking app won't load a goddamn thing. This is great.
You're awesome.
That's
why you save this stuff.
I should.
In a notepad.
Yeah, but it should just... Pull up. It's the internet. Well, it's the app that's not working.
Slim does what Slim wants.
If I can't do it at home, I can't do it here. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Both fighters coming off a loss. Giagos will have 3 inches of height and 3.5 inches of reach on Hirota. I'm going with Giagos.
I'm going to agree with you on this one, Slim. I'm going to go with Christian Giagos.
Nice. Nice. On to this next fight. This is going to be great. We got Wilson Heiss going up against Ben Wen. We haven't seen Ben 10 in a while.
Yeah, this is going to be a really good bout. I'm actually really excited for this one. Kind of a tough one to call. Wilson Heiss, last time we saw him, he actually lost against John Moraga. He's just been struggling ever since he got that UFC title shot. But, I mean, it was versus Henry Cejudo and then John Moraga. Also a tough fight.
Right.
Cat's
already going for your portrait, Sean. The cat was already batting at Bailey. You don't like Bailey.
Yeah, Ben Wen, we just saw him lose against Juicy A. Formiga. I do think he's going to get back to his winning ways, though, against Wilson Heiss.
I agree.
A&A MMA going with Ben, when?
In the next fight, this one's also a banger. Yushin Okami going up against Alexei Kunchenko.
Nice. Uh-oh. We have a Luis Lopez sighting.
He's on the table. Yushin Okami making his welterweight debut. I believe it was last year. And he looked fantastic. Going up against Alexei Kunchenko, who's 19-0. This is a huge step up in competition for Okami, even though Okami's been in there with the greats. He fought for the belt, all that stuff. But
yeah, Kunchenko beat Thiago Alves in his UFC debut. I think he's going to easily get this one done against Yushin Okami.
I would have to agree, even though there's a huge height difference. 6'2 against 5'8.
Wow. And MMA going with Alexei Kunchenko in this one. In the next fight,
we have Suman Mokhtarian. Are they brothers?
Maybe.
Going up against, oh God, Sadiq Youssef.
Yeah, who was on Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series with Jeff Hughes.
Was he on that one?
I think he was. It was sometime around then. But okay. Definitely a very hyped up fighter coming out. I think he's going to definitely get it done against Suman Mokhtarian. He's just so powerful and explosive. He reminds me of Abdul Razak Al-Hassan,
yeah,
but in the featherweight division.
I would agree.
ANA MMA going with Sadiq Youssef. In another one where I'm pretty sure this dude was also on Jeff Hughes' card.
Jim the Brute Crute. Nice. Sorry. Going up against Bearju Paul Craig.
Yeah, Jim Crute all the way, dude. Paul Craig's definitely a good fighter, but Jim Crute's supposed to be the next big thing. Dana White kind of stuck his neck out to get this kid in the UFC, so.
I agree.
ANA MMA going with Jim Crute.
Over the Brute.
Moving on to the welterweight
division. Here's the Celtic boy, Jake Matthews, going up against Tony Martin. I like this fight a lot.
Yeah, so the last time we saw Jake Matthews, Luis, stop it. He beat Shinsho Anzai. He's on a 3-fight winning streak currently. He's definitely got back on track since he dropped 2 in a row. Tony Martin, though, that's a tough out, dude.
Right.
He's beaten Ryan LaFlair and Kita Nakamura. Before that, he lost to Olivier Aubin-Mercier and was on a 3-fight winning streak before that loss. Ah, man, this is going to be a tough one, dude. This is my vote for Fight of the Night.
For sure. I don't know. Hometown crowd, give me Jake Matthews.
I agree. I'm going with Jake Matthews as well.
This next fight, another sleeper.
Oh, shit.
Mauricio Shogun Hua going up against Tyson Pedro.
One of Slim's faves.
Boy, give me Pedro all the way. You already know. He took that hard loss to OSP by the crazy Kimura, but I don't think Shogun has it in him to do anything to Pedro. I think Pedro's got the entire skill set to dominate the legend.
Yeah, so Pedro, you know, we've seen what he's done. He's 3-2 in the UFC. He lost to Ilir Latifi. He lost to OSP.
Who are top 5 guys right now.
Correct. I just think he's going to be able to get it done versus Shogun, who had a good performance when he came back. Psych. Got his shit cracked by Anthony Smith. I think that's exactly what's going to happen again.
Same.
I have Tyson Pedro via knockout.
For me?
Slim's going to agree. We're going with Tyson Pedro. Moving on to the heavyweight division. We have...
Sorry. Mark Hunt's final fight. Going up against Big Pretty, Justin Willis.
Mark Hunt.
Look at him. He's giving him noogies.
Coming in with his 13-13-1-1 record.
Oh, God. Let's hope he can end it on a winning streak.
He will be taking on 7-1... Big Pretty, Justin Willis, who has won his last 7 fights. He just dropped his very first one ever.
Who did he fight last in the UFC, Justin Willis?
Chase Sherman. He won that via decision. He's actually 3-0. He beat James Mulhern and Alan Crowder. Oh, man, this is going to be a tough one, dude.
You know, I really like Justin Willis. I think he's going to do great in this division, but I really don't want to see Hunt go out on a losing record in Australia.
You're going with Mark Hunt?
I'm going with Mark Hunt.
I'm going to pick Justin Willis in this one.
The wise choice.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim is hoping for Mark Hunt, which I am too, but picking wise, I'm going with Justin Willis in this one.
And in our second weekend in a row, what? In our second weekend in a row of having the main event and the co-main event as heavyweight bouts. We have Junior Dos Santos going up against Ty Bam Bam Tuivasa,
the unbeaten prospect in the heavyweight division.
Bam Bam doing big things out here, 8-0. He's coming off that win over, was it Arlovsky? Was his last one? Or do you have one after that?
Yeah, that was his last one.
Coming off that win over Arlovsky. Dos Santos coming off that win over, who was that? He was making his debut. The big Russian dude, right?
Yeah, Blagoy Ivanov.
Yeah. Ty Tuivasa weighs in at the heavyweight limit, too. But, man, can he throw a punch. I really think that Bam Bam is the next big thing. And especially headlining his first ever card. Dude, I'm going Bam Bam.
So, Dos Santos is on a win versus Frank Mir, loss versus Cain Velasquez, win versus Mark Hunt, loss versus Cain Velasquez, win versus Stipe, loss versus Alistair, win versus Ben Rothwell, loss to Stipe, win versus Blagoy Ivanov, which means he's due for a loss.
Hello.
With Ty Tuivasa.
Avenging Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt. Look at him. He's giving him noogies.
I'm going with Ty Tuivasa in this one.
Nice. Same.
It's going to be a brawl, though.
A big brawl.
And if it goes to the ground, I'm scared to see what could happen for Ty Tuivasa. He needs to keep it off the ground.
I don't really see Dos Santos on the ground.
I feel like he can pull off some
submissions. I'm sure he can. I think he's a black belt.
Yeah.
Anyway. A little bit of news for you. So the UFC has said that they are not re-signing Super Sage Northcutt, but instead they said that he's a young fighter who's got room to grow, and they'll let him fight in some more other organizations for a little bit, and then maybe they'll sign him back when he gets a little experience, which I thought was weird because he's on a run right now. So
6-2 in the UFC.
And they were really pushing him hard at the beginning, pushed him a little too hard, and they let back, and now he's doing his thing, and he got a great win streak going against high-level competition in lightweight and welterweight. So I think it was just that he posted him on the jet going to talk to one fighting championship that pissed the UFC off. So, fighters, stay off social media with your talks to other organizations or you'll just get cut.
Yeah. Did you watch that video I told you to watch?
Which one?
Of him at the Dear John preview?
No, I missed that. Premiere? No. Oh, well, what did he do?
I'll show it to you after we're done. But that's definitely the big news. As of right now, Sage Northcutt's out of the UFC.
Another set of big news. My girl, Rachel Ostrovich, got completely assaulted by her husband.
Yeah.
He broke her orbital.
Right.
And apparently, the fight with Paige VanZant in January is still on.
Oh, I heard it was off.
Paige just posted today that it's still on.
Hmm.
That's insane. You just broke your orbital in November and you're fighting in January? What? You just went through all that trauma? Like, what? This dude's in jail. She's got to live with that. Yeah. Her kid isn't going to have a dad on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow. You got deep with it.
Just saying, man. That's a lot to have to overcome mentally to get into a fight. Like, wow.
Yeah, dude.
But fuck that guy.
What a dickhead.
He had a losing record, I'm pretty sure. It was funny. I was watching MMA on Point, and what? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What?
You threw me an alley-oop, and I was going to yam at home, but I decided to just pull back and do it.
What are you going to say?
I was going to pick a low-hanging fruit.
Okay.
I was going to say he's 1-0 in women's MMA.
Stop.
He has a winning record.
That's stupid. Anyway. that's horrible. Fuck yourself for that. Oh, my God. You know, no, that's not funny. Stop it.
I know. That's why I shouldn't have said it.
All right. We take it back. You know how we feel about violence against women.
Yeah.
You goddamn well know.
No, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry.
Get your shit ate. I was watching MMA on Point. They had a video about the whole situation. And they were like, and for the Rachel Ostrovich fans out there, here's a video of him getting knocked out. He got knocked clean out in the cage in Hawaii.
Nice.
It was great. It was nice. So
what
fuck
a dick.
Yeah, fuck that guy. What else news happened? John Jones said he is not completely sober. He still drinks and smokes on occasion.
Yeah.
But he says he's a better person at heart.
That's all that matters.
Right. So, hopefully he can not take weird substances. No more dick pills. he came out and said he was on marijuana. He was like, yeah, you know, like 40% of male America is taking dick pills in their life. And I'm like, bro, you were like 26. Like, what?
Why did you need
what
those?
What is this? You don't need no Iron Rhino 1000 from a Circle K. Like, that's not something you just decide to take on a whim.
That's so bad.
Wild. But what else is new?
I don't know. That's kind of it. I'm good.
Okay. Well, we'll be back next week with the results. And then I think there's a card after that, isn't there?
Is it December 8th?
Oh,
is...
God damn it.
What?
It's our show!
Oh, which is
December
also...
8th at the Euro Gyro, which is also the night of UFC 231. So I'm going to try and work out something with the gyro to be like, yo, come on. If I bring in a fire stick, will you let me put this on here or something? We're going to try and figure that out.
Or buy them.
I mean...
You know how much money they can get in fines for showing them?
Exactly, but who knows?
Yeah, I'll be not at your show.
I figured.
Fucking punk-ass bitch motherfucker.
I don't want to hear 30-year-old rap.
Watch it on demand. Your fucking little fucking...
Did you hear what he said? Why? You monster. Sean got bars.
Like a UFC.
Yeah.
You have one every fucking other week.
Woo! Well, it's now AMMA because Monty's not invited back to this house anymore.
Burn that bridge.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's real lousy for you
these
days. Yeah,
make sure you guys go check out Sean Nasty Nork at the... Outpost?
No! Fuck you! It's at the Eurogyro in Kent. It's with G Black, myself, Slim, and the Freely Spoken as well.
Yo, did you see Montana of 300 is performing at the Outpost?
They already did.
You're basically as popular as Montana 300.
No.
Yes.
I will say one thing. I'm very against artists using other artists' beats.
Is that a shot to Montana of 300?
Yeah. He got popular off of rapping off of other people's beats. I'm not saying they weren't good, but take those bars and put them in your own song. Get your own fame. Don't use someone else's platform that they already got famous on because of their of the sound of their song with their voice, and then make your own voice on that sound. So I don't like it.
I'm pretty sure he could shoot you.
Like, it's one thing if, like, Lil Wayne does it, Tyga did his little thing for a while, he made a whole tape of it, but when like...
Well done.
Yeah. I don't do jack beats no more. I actually got in contact today. Did you see what I texted you?
This Drake shit where you just put out a record on all original beats and call it a mixtape because you don't want to call it an album. It's fucking not a mixtape.
Teach these devils, Sean.
Teach these devils. Available on the Above Blow Entertainment Network now. Nope, sure don't, and no one can hear you anyway.
Talking about that fucking Gangsta Grills shit.
Gangsta Grills, you bastards!
Yeah, what the fuck was that record called?
Well done.
I don't fucking remember.
Yo, Sean, what kind of weed is that, bro? That shit was fire.
Fucking catnip.
Oh.
No wonder he's been stuttering this whole time.
Jeez, I smoked catnip, dude.
My feline friend, Monty. Anyway, the Euro Gyro be there. It's a Saturday night. It'll be fun. There's only four artists, but we're gonna make the most of it and fucking rock this fucking place, man.
Hell yeah.
Did you know we get free pizza? Performers get a whole pizza.
Shout out to LWM. Shout out to Bob Camargo.
Tiger Uppercut will be there too. I forgot. I got some shit in the works with him. I got
shout out to my cat Spyro. Shout out to Bihu, shout out to Beta Ray Bill,
yep.
Booty Cheeks, Jewel, and Winter Warmer from the Brew Kettle was fire.
All right, shout out Natty Day,
packing bowls and stuff, and SpongeBob duct tape.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.